Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're glad that you are with us tonight. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, and it's Monday night, we are live right here. And we have an interesting show tonight, in large part because my guest is not here. If you tuned in to listen to Dr. Mazza, I'm sorry. She is not going to be here, sadly, unfortunately. Her brother passed away, and so she had to cancel at the last minute. I want to extend my sincerest condolences to her. Normally, I would just have played a replay, but with Labor Day coming up next week and with Rosh Hashanah the week after, I didn't want to disappoint everybody. And besides, I have a whole host of things on my mind that I want to talk to the audience about. So I hope that you'll stay with me. We're going to have fun. You can call me if you have any questions for me at 877-960-9960. Like I said, I have a few things I want to share. A lot of people always ask me how come I never talk about what Comfort Care does, and I never do because I believe you listen for good information, not for a good infomercial. So I will never promote Comfort Care, but most of you do know that that's my day job, that I am the CEO of Comfort Care Senior Services. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about the difference between nurse registries, homemaker companion, hiring private caregivers, home health agencies, and Medicare. So I'm going to talk about that later as the show unfolds. You know, last week was 7 years since I started this show. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, being a novice and not being having any radio experience, I never thought I would last 7 weeks, let alone 7 years. It's really kind of astounding to me that I'm still here, but I have you to thank. So if you're a regular listener, it's all because of you. And if you're a new listener, you're going to find that we talk about issues on this show that confront boomers and their parents. You know, getting older is not for sissies, and it's different than we thought. We haven't always planned properly. Most of us do plan fiscally to retire because we have our financial advisors, Fidelity or whomever, you know, helping us plan financially. But we're never quite prepared for the other things that happen to us. And I am going to get to some of that, but I have a couple of things I want to get to. First, I want to talk about John McCain for a minute. I didn't vote for John McCain, although I liked him a lot. He was an American hero. For whatever you thought about his politics, there can be no mistaking that he was a man of integrity. He had bravery beyond that of most mortal men. He served his country with dignity and distinction. And he was, above all else, humble, admitting that he often was wrong, and fighting hard for the things that he believed. I think our country will miss a man like John McCain. Having said that, I don't typically get too political, but I am going to get a little political on this one. The disrespect shown John McCain by our resident in the White House, to me, sinks to new lows. But I'll try to take the high road here and hope that we take a few minutes to honor what John McCain meant to this country, whether or not you agreed with his politics. Why is this important? Because here in Florida particularly, and I know in Arizona and in a couple of other states, tomorrow's primary day. And the right to vote is one of the most important rights that we have, and failure to exercise that right is, I think, a tragedy. So I'm going to talk a little bit about voting tomorrow. I don't typically endorse people because this isn't a political show. But if you live in the Boca Raton area, there is someone running for the state legislature who I know personally, who has been a guest on my show in another role. She's running in a primary, a Democratic primary. Her name is Tina Polsky, P-O-L-S-K-Y. Tina is a friend of mine. I know her to be more than competent, more than capable. She's an attorney. She's a mediator. She wants to improve the quality of life for her constituents and for people throughout the state of Florida. So if you are able to vote for her in her primary, I would encourage you to vote for Tina Polsky for our House of Representatives. There's also somebody running for a county court judge. He has been a friend of mine for about 10 years. I know him both personally and professionally. He's a terrific attorney. He's a wonderful family man. He's as balanced and fair as any person I have ever met. He will make a great judge. His name is Lloyd Commiter. C-O-M-I-T-E-R, Lloyd Commiter. He is, as I said, he is a friend. He's an advocate for fairness and justice. He will make a spectacular county court judge. And I am offering him my endorsement without equivocation. So for Lloyd Commiter and Tina Polsky in the House, please go out and vote tomorrow if you have not already voted. Now, I did hear today that early voting has produced the largest turnout in history so far, and that is unbelievably important, but there's still time if you haven't voted to get out there and do so tomorrow on Election Day. Also on my mind regarding elections is the race for which there is no voting tomorrow, but it is the race for U.S. Senator between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson. I am a strong advocate for seniors, particularly those who are on Medicare or Medicare Advantage and so forth. In fact, on October 1st, we're going to be doing a show about open enrollment. I'm talking a little bit about open enrollment, a little bit more about it in just a few minutes. But Medicare is really, really important. Rick Scott has a commercial out, an ad out, that criticizes Bill Nelson for trying to destroy Medicare. So because this is a family show and it's not cable, I will reserve what I really want to say and say Rick Scott is lying about that. Rick Scott has no business speaking about Medicare. Rick Scott presided over a company that to date has paid the largest single Medicare fine in history. Now, this is my opinion. All of this is my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. But Rick Scott was CEO of the company that paid the single largest Medicare fine in history. For Rick Scott to be presenting himself as a protector of Medicare, all right, is a shame. And he should pull that ad. I'm not defending Bill Nelson. I don't know Bill Nelson. He's not my friend, and I don't really know whether I support him. And I know I support him against Rick Scott. But for Rick Scott to put an ad out pretending to be a protector of Medicare is a little bit like, I can't think of an analogy, but one will come to me. So while we're on it, let's talk about Medicare for a minute. Why is voting so important, particularly if you're the average listener to this show, a boomer and their parents? Because Medicare is your right. It is not an entitlement. Don't let anybody tell you that Medicare is an entitlement. You've been paying for Medicare your entire adult working life. It was promised to you. You paid for it. Vote for whomever you want to vote for, but make sure whoever you want to vote for is going to defend Medicare, be it Medicare, Medicaid, or Medicare Advantage. It's kind of immaterial to me. It may be very material to you, but you want to vote for people who will support what you have paid for your whole life. Do not be sold a bill of goods. Do your homework. Do your research. Vote for people who will defend you and your right to Medicare, which, again, you have paid for your entire adult working life. I can't stress that enough. So, my friends, that is, in fact, why voting is so important. And tomorrow is Election Day. And I think it's really, really important for you to exercise your constitutional right. All right, I'll move on past the election stuff and move on to something else. I want to talk about open enrollment. I'm going to do a radio show entirely on open enrollment on October 1st. It's a very important show. It's a very important time. Open enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th. For those of you who don't know what it is, that is the opportunity for you to change your Medicare elections, either from traditional Medicare to a managed care plan. It gives you the opportunity to change your Part D selection for your drugs. Perhaps you've had a healthcare event during the course of the year, and that healthcare event is forcing you to take medications that you are paying more for now than you did a year or so ago because you have a plan that doesn't cover it as well. There's over 300 Part D providers. There's over 300 Medicare Advantage providers. And then, of course, there's traditional Medicare and Part A and Part B. In a few weeks, if not in a few days, your mailbox is about to be inundated, filled, all right, overflowing with brochures from companies who are going to be enticing you and trying to sell you policies that are just like Medicare. They're going to tell you that these policies will do everything that Medicare will do. They're going to tell you that it's even better than Medicare because there's no premium, because there's no copays. We may cover dentistry. We may cover eyeglasses. We may cover hearing aids. We may cover gym memberships that if you act by a week from Friday, we'll throw in two tickets to Disneyland. The truth is those plans may be perfect for you. They may be terrific. I would not either endorse or not endorse any of those plans, but this you need to know. They're not Medicare. They're not the same as Medicare. And you know when you find out that they're not the same as Medicare? When you need what Medicare can give you that these plans won't. So, for example, all right, maybe you need care at home for physical therapy. Under traditional Medicare, typically you can get 60 days of physical therapy or occupational therapy in your home. All right, and you can get it, you know, probably three times a week. But under most managed care plans, not all, most, you won't get that much coverage. I last year had spinal fusion surgery. I chose my doctor in New York, and I went to New York. I have a traditional Medicare plan, Part B and a supplement, and a Part D plan. And I went to New York, and I chose the doctor I thought was best for me. If you're using a Medicare Advantage plan, that option is not often or not typically available to you. It's a critical difference and a critical distinction if you are in need of a specialist that you would prefer to go outside of your network. That is not an option that you have. So this is why I'm telling you that during this open enrollment period, when you are getting inundated both on television, on radio, in your mailbox, in the newspaper, in your throwaways that you get in your communities, and they promise you that Medicare Advantage is just like Medicare, trust me when I tell you that nothing could be further from the truth. We're going to answer all of the questions about open enrollment, whether you should or should. Can you go back and forth? I, for example, have had a different drug plan every year since I turned 65. My wife has had the same drug plan because her drugs have been stable and mine have not. There's a lot of things for you to consider, and oftentimes we are poorly prepared to have that conversation, in large part because we're just not that informed. And that's a little bit about what this show is all about. This show is about protecting you, informing you, and advising you to give you the tools so that you can be the perpetrator, not the victim, in the growing older scene. So, all right. I want to move on, if I can, to Alzheimer's disease. I do a lot of shows about Alzheimer's disease. I'm probably going to have Dr. David Watson on soon. Dr. David Watson is the CEO of Alzheimer's Research and Treatment Center. Alzheimer's disease is a terrible disease. I'm sure everybody understands that. We all think that people are dying of Alzheimer's. The truth is they're not dying of Alzheimer's. They're living with Alzheimer's. You see a commercial on TV regularly that says the first person to be cured of Alzheimer's is out there today. And the fact is that may be true. There is great progress being made. There are no drugs on the market, but there is great progress being made. Well, what can you do? You can sign up for a clinical trial. The only way that first person cured of this disease is out there is if a drug is discovered during a clinical trial. Clinical research is the key to the future of a cure. Every drug we take today, every drug we pick up from the pharmacy, every drug prescribed to us for whatever illness it is that we are facing, every drug was first and foremost discovered in a clinical research trial. Because we live here in Florida, we are at ground zero for Alzheimer's disease. There are about 5.4 million people in this country with Alzheimer's disease, diagnosed Alzheimer's disease. Half of them live here in Florida. In fact, my son-in-law says they're all on 95 driving at 80 miles an hour during the show. But the reality is, yes, we are in fact at ground zero. There is so much research being done, but there is so much more to be done. So there are a number of providers of clinical trials. Dr. Watson of Alzheimer's Research and Treatment Center in Lake Worth is one, happens to be my go-to guy, but also there's Dr. Brody in Delray, and there's a couple of others around in the area. Clinical research is burgeoning, and there are lots and lots of trials out there, both for prevention, for early stage, mid stage, and late stage. There's a whole host of options out there for you. I implore you, if you suspect that somebody in your family may in fact be showing early signs, or if it runs in your family, or if you're just afraid that something is going on with you that you don't like, go and try to register for a research trial. Research trials are free. They never cost anyone a nickel. They are completely funded by the drug companies. There is no cost ever to anyone entering a research trial. They are also completely anonymous and confidential to anybody other than the research center. There are no excuses not to register for a clinical research trial. So if you have questions about that, and if you want to ask me about it, you can feel free to call before the show is over here, or you can reach out to me after the show. But anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. My guest tonight, Dr. Ida Mazza, couldn't be here tonight for death in her family. We want to send her our sincerest condolences. So because the next 2 weeks are both a holiday in Rosh Hashanah and Labor Day next Monday, we're going to be playing replays then. I wanted to talk to you myself, and so I have a few things on my mind, and that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to cover a whole host of subjects. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the difference between nurse registries, home health agencies, and more. I'm going to talk about something that you all want to talk about. That's funeral planning. I promise I'll make you laugh when I talk about that. I want to talk about some upcoming shows that I think you're going to find will be incredibly interesting. So I want to give you a taste of what is to come. And then pretty much anything else if you have questions for me. And if you do, call me. 1-877-960-9960. 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with a great guest, me. That's because my guest, Dr. Mazza, unfortunately had a death in her family and at the last minute had to cancel. If you've tuned in to listen to her, she lost a close family member and was unable to be here tonight. And I want to send her my condolences. We will reschedule her, as she is a kind of a unique addition to our physician community at Good Samaritan Hospital. She has a wonderful cardiology practice and she has a lot to tell us. And so, in fact, we will have her back. Many people, actually, that brings up a subject. Many people wonder why I have so many physicians on the air. Well, I mean, for a couple of reasons, a host of reasons. I have a chapter in my book called Here Come the Ologists. We reach a point in our lives where we seem to go from one ologist to the other. I tell the story about the day I retired from my previous career, and I walked into the fitness center at club I belong to, and a friend of mine, he rest in peace, he's no longer with us, his name is Larry. Larry said to me, "Scotty, so I heard you retired yesterday." I said, "I did." He said, "When's your urologist appointment?" Well, the truth of the matter is it was the following Wednesday, so I didn't think it was as funny as he thought it was. But think about that. All of us here in Florida, we have ophthalmologists. There was one on last week. In fact, I'm going to be replaying his show in a couple of weeks. Douglas Leader was here a few weeks ago. We have ophthalmologists. All of us have problems with our eyes. We're all either wearing glasses or have cataracts. It's not unusual. Everybody here in Florida, because we spend so much time in the sun, has a dermatologist. All of us. I mean, you can't go to a dermatologist that they don't walk in with their freeze button or cut something off. All right. What do they do with that when they cut it off? Well, they send it to an oncologist. To a pathologist who, if they find a negative finding, sends it to an oncologist who then may talk to us about something more serious. We go to a psychologist. How about our cardiologist? I got into the radio show because I was a guest on a cardiologist radio show. So we all have cardiologists. And of course, my single favorite is my gastroenterologist. He and I have a meeting every year. He puts a tube down one end up the other. When the tubes meet, I go home and he bills Medicare. So we reach that point where we have ologists. So that's why I have so many physicians on my radio show, because there are differences among doctors, right? There are many, many differences among doctors. Nobody ever calls you up and says, "Go to my doctor, he's second best." They always say, "Go to my doctor, he's the best. He's the big guy. He is unbelievable. He's wonderful." But I got a little secret for you. Do you know what they call the guy who graduated last in medical school? They call him doctor. Very few people who are listening to this radio show have the ability to get to the number one physician in a particular field at Harvard University. Most of us don't have the contacts. We don't have the juice. We don't have the connections. We don't have money. We just don't have access to those kind of doctors. So what is a good doctor? Well, a good doctor is a doctor who will listen to us. So what I try to do when I bring doctors onto this radio show is to introduce you to doctors who have a lot to say to help you make good decisions. A couple of weeks ago, I had a wonderful orthopedic surgeon on who doesn't always operate. He looks for other ways to treat orthopedic needs, either through things like PRP or physical therapy or injections. It's not always the first choice to cut. These are really, really important considerations for us to think about. That is why I bring as many physicians on the show as I do. And in fact, I'm going to have a couple of physicians on when we come back live in the middle of September. It's going to be a whole host of different physicians in different disciplines. I'm also, by the way, going to have a physical therapist on the air who's going to talk to us about physical therapy. And that's going to be a really interesting show. I've never done that before. So while Dr. Mazza couldn't make it tonight because of the death in her family, it is important for us to understand that the ologists that we see each and every week, it seems, as we get older, all bring a degree of specialty to us that's important. Not every doctor will see the world the way we see the world. So I advise people all the time, what's a good doctor for you? A good doctor for you is a doctor who will listen to what a good outcome is for you. For example, there are a number of men, many men, a lot of men, hundreds and thousands of men listening to the show tonight. If you live long enough, you're going to have prostate problems. That's just a fact of life. There are many, many options available to you to treat your prostate problems. Not all of them involve surgery. Depending on your age and how it looks like it's progressing, watchful waiting can be an idea, seed implantation, radiation, surgery. A whole host of options exist and are available to you if you have prostate problems as you age. The key to good outcomes is finding a doctor who can get on the same page as you so that you can get the best outcome that you want. If the only person, or if the person you see only does surgery, it's probably pretty likely that that person is going to suggest surgery as the solution to your problem. However, that may not always be the best option for you. So, what's a good doctor? A good doctor is one who listens to you. They don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. It helps if they're not dumb. Remember what they call the guy who graduated last in medical school? They call him doctor. So here's why I put doctors on the show, so that you can be well informed. Because after all, this is, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. And we don't sell anything. We just want to put good information in the hands of the audience who are dealing with issues of getting older ourselves and with our aging parents. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here every Monday night, live from 6 to 7. We also replay on Sunday mornings. We're on 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches and 106.9 True Oldies FM on the Treasure Coast every Monday night. Me, Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you have questions for me or something you want to ask me or something you'd like to talk to me about or maybe an idea for a future show, call me 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're glad that you're with us tonight. Unfortunately, my guest isn't. Dr. Mazza, who, if you're tuning in to listen to, had a sudden death in her family, a tragic death. We're really sorry for her and for her family. We wish her family well. She has our condolences. But unfortunately, she was unable to make it at the very last minute. And because I had a few things on my mind to talk about, I thought I would just take this opportunity and share some of my thoughts with you. You know, one of the things I talked about earlier in the show tonight was about John McCain's passing. You know, for all of the things I said about his being a hero, which he was, dying with dignity and with grace, serving with dignity and grace, truly a war hero, a public servant extraordinaire. His adopted state thought of him as one of their own. He was really quite a remarkable guy. But there's one thing that he did, which there is a lesson in for all of us. Everything about his passing was planned. Everything that he did, everybody was on board with. There were no decisions to be made. In contrast, take a look at Aretha Franklin, where there are reports about which there were no plans made, and she knew she was sick, she knew she was dying. Here's the thing that's very, very important to us as we reach that age, because here's a little secret for all my listeners. I want you to pay attention, because this is absolutely guaranteed 100% fact. None of us is getting out of here alive. All right? All of us are going to pass at some point. What we are witnessing in John McCain's passing is the celebration of his life. We are witnessing people, family, friends, maybe even some enemies, except one, family, friends, all coming together to celebrate the life that was John McCain. That is probably the most important lesson in his passing. Many people are afraid to die. I count myself amongst them. Many of us don't want to go. Most of us, or as Kenny Chesney says, everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to go tonight. The truth is, John McCain made clear to all right, what his desires were, what his wishes were, and what the plans were. And there was no illusion about those. So why is this important? Let me tell you a story. And this is a true story about my father. My father died in Las Vegas. Of course, we're Jewish. I think most people could get that from the name and from having listened all that time. My father was hardly a conservative man. My father spent every dime he ever had, and many he didn't. He lived large. He lived very large, far larger than he could afford to live. He was a lot of things. But in the Jewish religion, it is customary for one to be buried in a plain pine box. Now, there was no secret that my father was dying. He lived 7 years on 6 months to live. I was with him at the Mayo Clinic when they told him he had only 2 weeks to live. He stayed. He wasn't supposed to make it through the night in hospice. All right. And he lived for 6 days. It was a little iconic. Okay. In fact, his third wife said to him, "Donald, if you don't die tonight, I'm going to kill you." He spent a long time trying not to die. But when he died, all right, I went to the funeral home, and there he was in a plain pine box. Now, my father was many things, but he was not a plain pine box kind of guy. So I did what any self-respecting son would do. I went in and I wrote a check for $5,000, and I put him in the nicest casket they had. They were all too willing to take my money and to transfer him to this new beautiful final resting place. Of course, nobody saw it. He died in Las Vegas. Very few people could make the funeral. Very few people were left. He was the youngest of seven kids. They were all, except for one, had passed before him. We had a graveside funeral. Nobody saw it for very long, but he was in this beautiful casket. He really was. And then when he was lowered into the casket. Now, at the time, I thought I did that for my father, but in hindsight, I did that for me. And that's a whole nother story. But here's the deal. Neither his wife nor my sisters had any idea what he wanted. Nobody. So I joke about this. Do you want to be buried on the first floor, the third floor, the fifth floor? Do you want to be side by side, head to toe? Do you want to be buried with your first wife, your second wife, or your girlfriend? All right. Do you want to be buried under the tree, out in the sun? Do you want your ashes scattered? If so, by whom and where? Do you want to donate your body to science? Does the science have any interest in you donating your body? All of those are legitimate possibilities worthy of consideration, and all are legitimate options for you to choose. Here's the point. Do what John McCain did. Do what Barbara Bush did. Tell somebody. Because when we go, because I know that in my audience, there are natural national treasures. I know listening to this show right now, there are people who have done great things in their lives. There are people whose resume could compare to John McCain's in many ways or to Barbara Bush's in many ways. There are heroes out there listening to this show. When I tell you that when your time comes, we should be celebrating your life, not trying to figure out what you wanted, I'm serious. You don't have to look much past John McCain's final wishes to get that. Yes, he lived in dignity. He died in dignity. He allowed his wife, his seven children, everybody who knew him, all right, to celebrate the life that was his, which was remarkable. All right. And there was no conflict over what was important to him. Now, we have all seen other cases, Prince, perhaps. All right. Again, there's rumor that Aretha Franklin didn't have a will, et cetera. All of these things happen to people. So if you're listening to me, listen carefully. Tell somebody, write it down, make your plans, do something for your family. The thing that John McCain did that was best, the best thing he ever did was he did for his family what they couldn't have done themselves. And that was to tell them what was his best, you know, what were his wishes. There's a lesson in that for us. John McCain was a hero in more ways than one. So, yes, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. You're listening to 95.9 FM True Oldies, Florida. You're also listening on 106.9. If you're listening live and you're on 95 or the Turnpike, please drive carefully. If you have any questions for me or comments about anything I said, anything about this show or any previous shows, I encourage you to call me at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. We are here live tonight on 95.9 and 106.9 on the Treasure Coast on True Oldies, Florida. This is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you tune in to hear my guest, Dr. Ida Mazza, unfortunately, there was a death in her family last minute and she had to cancel. It's rather a tragic situation. We offer her our condolences and wish her our best. But it gave me an opportunity to talk about some of the things that I've wanted to talk about for the show. And if you're just tuning in, if I must say so myself, I've been brilliant. So I am sorry that you didn't get to hear the beginning. But I'll come back to that in just a minute. I want to remind everybody again, tomorrow's Election Day. Go vote. If you haven't already, go vote. Let me say that one more time. Go vote. That is a right. We need you to go vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Well, it does, because I'm going to give you a couple of people you should vote for. You should vote for Tina Pawlowski if you're in the Boca area running for in a primary, Democratic primary for the House of Representatives, for the State House of Representatives. She is a terrific advocate for what will be her constituents and for the people of the state of Florida. I know Tina. She's a wonderful person. I encourage you to go see her. I mean, to go vote for her. The other person is not associated with a primary in the sense that it is not Republican or Democrat. I think it's an open primary for judge. There's somebody running for county court judge who's a trusted friend of mine. I know him well. He's an attorney that is well-versed in the law. He's balanced. He's fair. He's honest. He's a terrific family man. There is no one more deserving run for judge, to be a judge, than Lloyd Commeter. He is running for county court judge. He's been endorsed by he's been endorsed by the Sun Sentinel and many, many, many others. Lloyd Commeter is running for county court judge. I urge you to vote for him. Anyone in the county who's listening can vote for Lloyd Commeter. I urge you to vote for him. He is a special man. He'll be a special judge. And if you don't know who to vote for him. So vote. I also want to tell everybody about an event coming up for family caregivers, which is kind of a caregiver introduction event, if you will, but it's a Painting with a Twist. That is what it's called, and that's where it is, at a location called Painting with a Twist. It's just a fun event. It's from 12:30 to 3 on Wednesday, September 12th. Painting with a Twist is at 2288 North Congress Avenue, Boynton Beach. Participation is limited. So if you want to go, you need to RSVP 561-717-9739, 561-717-9739. So one of the things I rarely do is talk about the work that Comfort Care does, because as I said earlier in the show, you all don't want an infomercial. You want to be informed. You want to learn. You want to walk away more educated, hopefully, than when you tuned in. So I rarely ever talk about what my company does for a living, which is Comfort Care. So I'm not going to talk about Comfort Care, but I am going to talk about the difference between providers of home care. So there are four ways that you can get home care provided for you. One is you can hire privately. My sister's friend had a neighbor, had a girl. She was the best. And that's almost always the less expensive way. It's almost always the cheapest way. It's almost always, works out. All right. But here are some of the things that you need to understand. One, when you hire privately, you are assuming all responsibility. Workers' comp insurance, making sure their taxes are paid, making sure that they're licensed. Because in Palm Beach County, there is an ordinance, which yours truly helped to write, which requires licensure for somebody working in someone's home taking care of a vulnerable adult, which if you need home care, you are a vulnerable adult. So there is an ordinance out there. You need to be really, really sure that the person that you hire privately is licensed. It would help also if they're an HHA or CNA, home health aide or certified nursing assistant. Another option for you is an option called Homemaker Companion. Very few Homemaker Companion agencies advertise that they are, in fact, Homemaker Companion agencies. The reason for that is they really don't want you to know that, all right? Because people who work for a Homemaker Companion agency are not, by statute, allowed to touch their client. So they really can't help somebody shower. They really can't help somebody transfer. They really can't change somebody's briefs because as a homemaker companion, they are a companion. Companion. They can do errands. They can take you to the doctor. They can do shopping for you. But they can't touch you. And that's a homemaker companion agency. But the two providers of home care that are always, always, always lumped together are nurse registries and home health agencies. Home health agencies and nurse registries look alike, smell alike, sound alike, say they do the same things. And in many cases, they do exactly the same things. There is not a quality of care difference in nurse registries and home health agencies. Many great caregivers do, in fact, work for nurse registries. Many great caregivers work for both nurse registries and home health agencies. So what's the difference and why should you care? Well, it's really, really important, and you should care, and here's why. Nurse registries don't employ those caregivers. Those caregivers do not work for those nurse registries. They are referred by those nurse registries because they are independent contractors. They are not employees. Listen to that. They're not employees. So what does that mean? All right. Well, that means that you don't really know what their insurance status is. You don't know whether they carry liability in workers' comp. Some do, some don't. It is not required of a nurse registry to provide them with that. Their taxes aren't taken out by the nurse registry. So they are independent contractors, 1099 employees. In essence, you are the employer. A nurse registry is supposed to be pretty clear in their documentation to you that that is in fact the case. And most reputable nurse registries do in fact do that. Many, on the other hand, do not. This is not a buyer beware, but it's kind of a buyer beware. One of the other things that nurse registries can't do, they are prohibited by statute from doing, is they can't train their caregivers. They're not allowed to do that. And the reason for that is crystal clear and it is simple. When somebody is an independent contractor, they are deemed to be professionals. They are deemed to be competent and capable to do the job that they're being sent to do. That's a big difference. Home health agencies, on the other hand, employ their caregivers. They are not 1099 employees. They are, their taxes are taken out. They're covered by liability insurance. They're all covered by workers' comp insurance. Look, across the spectrum in all three of the agencies, everybody is fingerprinted. That in and of itself is not a differentiator in the world of home care. Being fingerprinted in the state of Florida is not a differentiator. ACA, which is the Agency for Healthcare Administration, when you hire somebody, we send in their information. And assuming that they have done their level two background check, we get thumbs up or thumbs down. We don't get to see much else. Now, a good home health agency will do more. We, for example, all right, do a national arrest record search, not required by anyone except us. We want to make sure no one's ever been arrested. Because in the state of Florida, we can send somebody to your home who's been arrested and convicted of a crime, and they may still be eligible unless we know better. When we know better, we can prevent that from happening in most cases, in almost all cases. So there are differences in the providers. The other thing is that people often confuse home health agencies, the term home health agency, with Medicare home health agencies, because there again, that's really confusing. Well, Medicare home health agencies are in fact licensed to provide Medicare services at home. But those Medicare services are typically limited to things like physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, wound care, infusion, for example, and other services at home. Now, you have to qualify. You have to be certified by your physician. You have to be designated as homebound. That doesn't mean you don't have to leave or can't leave your home. It just means that to do so would be very taxing and exerting. That said, they look alike, but they're not alike. Medicare home health agencies do Medicare. Private duty home health agencies do private duty. That's a big difference, and not a lot of people understand that. So again, if you're just tuning in tonight and expected to hear Dr. Mazza, she was unable to be here tonight due to a death in the family. So I've had the opportunity to talk about some of the things that are important to me, and I'm glad that I have. If you've just tuned in and you wish you had had the opportunity to hear the show from the beginning, there is, in fact, good news. We podcast the show. Every week we podcast. It should be up tomorrow around noontime on the podcast platforms. Just search OMG, I'm Getting. Up We Will Pop. We also put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, comfortcare, comfortcare.com. Don't put a T in there. I know you want to put a T in there. You're going to try to put a T in there. Autocorrect will put a T in there. Don't put a T in there. comfortcare.com. Of course, you can listen wherever you are, whether you have a radio or not, because I know you have a smartphone. And there is an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. By the way, I see the Sunday Today Show with Willie Geist puts all of his interviews up on TuneIn Radio, podcasts them there as well. So, but we podcast and we're on TuneIn Radio Live. You can just set an alarm to remind you at 6 o'clock on Monday nights when we are here live. Set it for WSVU. 6 o'clock every Monday night, and you will hear us live. And of course, we do simulcast this show, so you can listen on any kind of device. www.trueoldiesfla.com. Locally, nationally, around the world, trueoldiesfla.com. As I said, next week is Labor Day, and we're going to be replaying a show with Sylvia Gaddis. Sylvia Gaddis represents an organization called KEPRO, K-E-P-R-O. That was a wonderful show that when we did that show back in May. It will tell you how you can get the most out of your Medicare. Or if you think you are not being treated fairly with your Medicare benefits, if you think a hospital or doctor or nursing home, skilled nursing facility is not living up to their obligation, KEPRO is the go-to organization. Sylvia Gaddis was a great guest. She gave out so much unbelievable information. I encourage you to listen to the show next week, unless you've had too much to drink or are still sitting around the barbecue, which is okay. But even in the pool, put it up on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, right? WSVU. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be replaying a show about your eyes. Your eyes are the window to the world. Dr. Douglas Leader is going to be my guest. He's wonderful. We talked about everything from LASIK to cataracts, to macular degeneration, a little bit about glaucoma, even how to buy and where to buy cheap glasses. Dr. Leader is a wonderful guest, very informative, knows his stuff. I can't tell you what a great guy he was and what you will learn if you listen to that show. That will also be the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So I want to wish all of my listeners a happy and a healthy new year. I know that not everybody celebrates the second night, but I do. So we're not going to be doing a show live that evening, but I encourage you to listen in anyway. For those who don't celebrate, listen in anyway. It'll be a great show. Next week, as I said, is Labor Day. Tomorrow is Election Day. Get out and vote. Vote for Tina Pawlowski in Boca Raton running for the State House in a primary. Vote for Lloyd Cometer. Say a prayer for John McCain and his family. A truer patriot we have rarely seen, regardless of whether you agree with his politics or not. He was, above all else, a wonderful advocate for the United States of America, and we owe him a debt of gratitude. Remember, Wednesday, September 12th, there is an event at Painting with a Twist. That is in Boynton Beach, Florida, 2288 Congress Avenue from 1230 to 3. RSVP to 561-717-9739, 561-717-9739. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, a little different type of show. We'll see you next week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Every Monday night, live, 95.9. or 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. You guys are great. Have a great Labor Day. Have a happy and healthy New Year. See you live in a couple of weeks. Good night, all.